You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Food insecurity is a real issue here in Idaho. Many families don't know where they will get their next meal. And this is where the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force comes into play. This nonprofit has a simple mission, that in a state as abundant as Idaho, no one goes hungry. And one program that is making a difference is the prescription for fresh fruits and vegetables. Joining me today to talk more about this are Kathy Gardner. She is the director of the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force. And Stephanie Cooper. She is the program coordinator for prescription for fresh fruits and vegetables with the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Kathy, I want to start with you. Just tell me about the task force. How did it start?
All right. The Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force was formed in 2008, and we're now our own nonprofit. And so that's about 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. We are a membership organization of organizations, not individuals, that have a mission, passion, mandate to address food security in the state of Idaho. So what that means is organizations like the state level food stamp program, mm-hmm. the Idaho State Department of Agriculture, the Idaho Food Bank, Boys and Girls Clubs, Metro Meals on Wheels. So you kind of get the drift. They're organizations that address food security mm-hmm. with different populations and such.
So in 2006, there was basically a meeting that happened in the capital city in Idaho, and with organizations coming together saying that food insecurity is an issue in Idaho. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of how your task force began, correct?
That is correct. I actually was with another organization, and coincidentally, I conducted the first Hunger in America study in Idaho. And so from the results of that statewide, we had a bit of a faith-based mm-hmm. call to action to the legislature. Mm-hmm. And the former representative, Margaret Hembest, responded with legislative response that we need to, and it was a resolution around what we found, hunger in Idaho. And it called for a statewide summit and the awareness by our decision makers that this is an issue.
So talk to me about what hunger looks like in Idaho, because I think for those people that do not have any hunger issues, who this is not a daily thing, we may not be as familiar with it. But I know, if you look at just the last decade, how many of our public schools have become Title I schools for free and reduced lunch. That should say something.
Yes. First, I would say that hunger is invisible a lot of mm-hmm. times. So when someone doesn't have transportation or a car, you see it. If they can't pay their light bill, you can see that. But they're making these unlivable choices, seniors, between medicine mm-hmm. and food, and between mortgage and food, healthcare and food. And right now, there's an emerging awareness of college hunger. And so it's higher than the average food insecurity. In fact, we made a presentation on college hunger and some solutions to the Boise State University Administrative mm-hmm. Department.
And they have a pantry, I believe, at Boise State University now.
Needs to be part of the solution.
Right. So, Stephanie, I want to bring you into the conversation because you are the program coordinator for the program that's called Prescription for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. And this is in partnership, I believe, with the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho. So talk to me about what this program is.
Sure, absolutely. So the prescription for fresh fruits and vegetables in Idaho is under our Food as Medicine umbrella. So we've been partnered with the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho since 2015, and just this year we'll be expanding into other medical clinics. So what happens is patients are screened for food insecurity with a two-question nationally validated screening tool. And if they do screen positive for food insecurity, they are then referred over to the task force, where our care navigators follow up with them and find them community resources they may not be using. Mm. We've helped people apply for food stamps, WIC. Sometimes food insecurity isn't about food, but it's, like Kathy mentioned, these competing resources, such as a high heating bill or diapers. So we just really connect them with other resources to free up money to access more food for their mm. household. the prescription for fresh fruits and vegetables is a great resource that is exclusive to us, and we are expanding with a voucher program. So if people are both food insecure and then have a diet-related condition, namely obesity, prediabetes, diabetes, or high blood pressure, then they would qualify for this special program that offers them 4 months of free fruits and vegetables.
Oh, really?
Yes. So they will be able to take the voucher to local retail vendors in the Treasure Valley.
And be able to use that.
Yes.
And that has got to be huge because, as we all know, fresh fruits and vegetables, when you go to the grocery store, that is a big chunk of your budget right there.
Sure. And as the research has proven, a higher consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables has a positive impact on your health.
Mm-hmm.
So to that end, we will be evaluating the program, collecting data such as weight loss and blood sugar levels, blood pressure rates, so that we can hopefully expand this program throughout the state.
Because you are a statewide program, correct, Kathy?
Correct. That's correct.
So how does it, I mean, so I know, you know, it's based in the capital city, but how do you work statewide? Is this where the partnership comes in?
Yes. I think of the many things we do, I think we're best known for we coordinate all the statewide summits on hunger and food security. And that certainly is statewide. It's usually 250 people from generally 27, 30 of our 44 counties, mm-hmm. tribes, et cetera. And then, of course, our food is medicine is pretty prominent at the moment. I think one thing we do well that's been very helpful is collaboration. So that's somewhat invisible, mm-hmm. but it is one of our main priorities, is bringing people together.
I'm speaking with Kathy Gardner. She is the director of the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force, and Stephanie Cooper. She is the program coordinator for prescription for fresh fruits and vegetables with the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force. And Stephanie, when someone goes and gets the fresh fruits and vegetables, what happens then? And what I mean by that is you need recipes. You need to know how to cook. Is this part of the program, or will it be part of the program?
That's a great question. So right now, the nutrition education piece is developing. We don't necessarily coordinate any classes or courses, but those referring medical clinics sure can have them mm-hmm. meet with a dietitian. Part of the program, the participants agree to take a pre- and a post-program survey. And part of that pre-program orientation, they receive a cooking toolkit that includes some basic tools for the kitchen and some recipes mm-hmm. at that point. So.
And since you are a nonprofit, I mean, you need funding to keep programs like this going. So May 2nd is Idaho Gives Day, and you will be participating in that.
Absolutely.
So talk to me a little bit about where some of this money being raised will specifically go.
So we are very excited to be a part of Idaho Gives, that 24-hour May 2nd mm-hmm. online donations. And we have, you can go to Idaho Gives to donate, and you can give any amount. We have structured it a little bit. So we have six categories, and four of them actually have donated prizes. So for $10, you can donate the $10, and that provides an initial screening of a household, a family, to make sure that the program fits for them. They have a mm-hmm. way to pick up food. $25 does a screening, enrollment, and that nutritional cooking mm-hmm. kit. And then it jumps up to $100, and that's where you will provide produce for 4 months for one family, and then you get a private cooking class with Chef Christina Marie.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and then it jumps to $250, and that is 4 months of produce to a family, and also receive a limited edition international print from the Leftovers fundraising event through Wingtip Press.
I really like that you're doing categories with this, mm-hmm. but also that people know, A, where the money is going, but B, how much it costs to run these programs. Because sometimes people may not be aware of that. And Stephanie, getting back to the Fresh Fruits and Vegetables program, do you collaborate? They can just go into then any, can it be a grocery store?
Sure.
Can it be a farmer's market? How does that work?
So right now we're partnered with a limited number of retail vendors. They're all locally owned small operations that we are excited to work with and highlight throughout the season and throughout the year. So those people are Reggie's Veggies on Milwaukee and Ustick in Boise.
In Boise,
Primo Market in Garden City, Pantera 1, 2, and 3 in Caldwell and Nampa, and Cliff's Country Market in Caldwell. So right now those are our
those are the major ones.
Vendors.
And you are hoping to expand this program
statewide. We are in talks with a few more, and we we are making a program that can be replicated throughout the state.
We also are in discussions with the Boise Farmers Market, their mobile unit that goes to various
areas,
that addresses the food desert issue.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. And of course, on May 2nd, you will be at the Villages at Meridian, I believe, a Mai Tai restaurant in downtown if people want to physically come in and make a donation. But if not, always go online. Thank you for coming in and talking about this issue.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Kathy Gardner. She is the director of the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force, and Stephanie Cooper, program coordinator for prescription for fresh fruits and vegetables with the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force. Up next, the National NPR Student Podcast Challenge comes to Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.